This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
Our first stop this afternoon is Kenya, where a forecast by the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, shows that Kenya will overtake Angola to become the fourth largest economy in sub-Saharan Africa this year. The IMF says Kenya will maintain the position until the end of 2029. Last year, Kenya's gross domestic product, the GDP, was estimated to have grown to $108.9 billion from $113.7 billion in 2022. Ethiopia, which has extended its lead over Kenya, is projected to overtake Nigeria in 2 years' time to become the second largest economy in the region. Channel Africa's Mabu Boloka spoke to chief economist at Mentoria Economics, Ken Kinchinga.
There is quite a bit that goes into building these forecasts, not least the exchange rates, because GDP tends to be calculated in US dollars. And obviously last year we saw major swings in currencies. In Kenya we saw a huge swing in the Kenya shilling, and across many sub-Saharan African countries. So that informed much of what was going on, particularly on the GDP analysis.
And what factors are going to be the main contributors to this growth, and which sectors are going to be those drivers of that growth?
The key factors have always been around the services sectors. Obviously, those tend to do very well. Areas such as accommodation and food service, transport and logistics, those historically have been huge growth areas, and we expect to see those growing. But other sectors too, we've seen record numbers of tourists coming in, at least the first quarter of this year, seeing numbers that are above the pre-pandemic level. So it's a positive sign if that's a pointer to the economic forecast.
Within that particular report, we saw that South Africa has now overtaken Nigeria to become number one economy within the continent. And one of the contributing factors was that the country had managed to attract direct foreign investment into the country. What is President William Ruto's government doing to ensure that Kenya also is able to attract that direct foreign investment in order to stimulate that projected growth?
There are many efforts that have been put in place, and those are tied to what they call economic diplomacy. So there's a big shift towards the traditional political diplomacy. Now there is an ask of ambassadors to engage in economic diplomacy. So we are seeing big countries such as the United States are really sending high-level delegations to Nairobi. If only today alone, this week we have the Secretary of Commerce, the United States Secretary of Commerce in Nairobi for this week. So that, in a sense, gives you the level of interest that's coming in from countries such as the United States and the big technology companies associated with the United States, the Microsofts, the Googles. They are having all sorts of talks with President Ruto on how they can create digital jobs. Lots of young people who are in the digital sector, creative economy. These sectors are absorbing young people, data scientists. So these sectors are really being able to attract a lot of the big, particularly tech companies.
Will we ever see Kenya being one of the largest or the biggest economy within the East African community, given that Ethiopia is widening the gap between the two economies?
Well, I think part of the Ethiopia, there's been obviously a big online debate on what that really means, because, as I said, much of these indicators are underwritten in US dollars, and currencies, such as the exchange rate between the Ethiopian currency and the US dollar. Many people don't feel maybe a market driven currencies, so they can determine. I think these people believe that it's a bit overvalued, the exchange rate. So if that exchange rate is not really a market rate, it's very hard to make a apples to apples comparison on countries. And I think that's possibly one of the challenges facing. But that said, obviously Kenya is bound to grow. The forecast is about 5 to 6%, really driven on better rainfall, better food production, a young population that's growing, investment in infrastructure. So those will not stop, those will continue. So we expect to see sort of like an economic leadership coming out from this part of the country.
This growth that Kenya is set to attain this year is set to last until 2029. Will Kenya be able to maintain it given that the recent economic challenges the country has had? I mean, we know that there was drought. We also, even last year, even earlier this year, saw protests over the rising costs of living, obviously with the president cutting some of the levies, making it literally close to impossible for people to survive within Kenya. Will it, once it attains that fourth position or becoming that big economy in within sub-Saharan Africa, do you feel there are mechanisms within the economy of the country to maintain that position or to maintain that growth?
Well, that's a very interesting question. And it speaks to the quality of growth that we see in Kenya, countries similar to Kenya. I think a lot of the economic growth, that's what's driving growth, has been also tied to public sector spending historically. So investments in the standard gauge railway, in the highways and bridges, for a long time, that has been sort of like one of the key engines of growth. The problem with that type of growth is it tends to be done by big foreign entities such as Chinese contractors. And obviously, when the payments are made, the contractors would repatriate money back to China. So in the books, it definitely shows work has been done, infrastructure has been built, production has happened because GDP measures production. But to the extent that the money circulates within the economy, within the communities, within the private sector, that still remains highly debatable. So the challenges that we've experienced with high taxation affecting the private sector, obviously those will continue unless there's a significant turn in the tax policy. And we might end up with that contradiction where on the books you have high GDP growth, but maybe the citizens are not feeling sort of their money circulating and that kind of vibrance that you'd expect. So it almost creates almost a contradiction of sorts.
That's Channel Africa's Mabu Buloka speaking to Chief Economist at Mentoria Economics, Ken Gishinga.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African perspective.